Some Catholics argue that vaccines, whether it be the flu shot or the COVID vaccine or any vaccine, are morally obligatory for Catholics to receive. We're going to dissect this argument and show the many flaws in it on today's episode. Hello, I'm Eric Sammons, your host and editor-in-chief of Crisis Magazine. Before we get started, I just want to encourage people to gently tap that like button. Don't smash it. It never did anything to you. And also subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate when you do that. Also, you can follow us on social media at Crisis Mag. Okay, I want to jump right into this because I got a lot to cover here. And I'm afraid I'm going to miss things. I have notes to help me out here. We might go long. I don't know. But the point is, I think this is an important discussion to have. And so I want to talk about it here. Now, this all started because my idea to have a podcast on this, because Father Matthew Schneider, he is a priest of the Legionaries of Christ. And he's general, I mean, you know, he's a public figure. He's generally conservative and orthodox on many issues. But he also is, he vigorously promotes vaccines, all vaccines, not just the COVID vaccine or anything like that, but just basically, but also including the COVID vaccine. And he dismisses any abortion connections to any of the vaccines or the COVID vaccine, but he very much is a proponent of vaccines. And recently he tweeted that as it's now September, remember to get your flu shot sometime in the next 6 weeks. And then he quote tweeted himself and said, a reminder that there is a general duty to vaccinate in Catholic social teaching and vaccines are ordinary means. And he links to his own website where he talks about this in more in depth. So essentially what Father Schneider is saying is that Catholics have a duty, a moral obligation to be vaccinated because vaccines are ordinary means. Now I'm going to break that down in a minute, exactly what he's talking about and why I think he's very tragically wrong about this issue. Now, a few things before I get started, I want to talk about what I'm not going to talk about. This is not a podcast about the COVID vaccines. I know YouTube has already tagged it with the COVID vaccine, information about COVID vaccine. They're probably going to shadow ban it some because the word vaccine's in it. I mentioned COVID. And so the algorithm won't like that. This is not directly related to the COVID vaccine. This is about all vaccines. Because remember, Father Schneider brought up in the context of the flu shot, not the COVID vaccine. So that's one thing to note. A second thing to note is that this is not about mandates. Father Schneider makes this clear, and I do too. I want to make sure it is clear. There's a difference between saying a Catholic has a moral obligation to something and saying the government should mandate something. Now, I'll talk about later how there is a connection between the two, but Father Schneider is not arguing here for a mandate on flu shots, for example. And so we're not arguing about mandates. Mandates are externally imposed by some institution, typically government, whereas a moral obligation is an internal thing that Catholics should do something. We're obviously morally obligated to do many things that aren't mandated by the government. A husband's morally obligated to remain faithful to his wife, but he's not mandated to do that by the government. So we're talking about moral obligations here. Another thing to know is I'm not going to be talking about the abortion connection to any vaccines. That's an important issue. We've written about it at Crisis before, and I'm not trying to dismiss it. It's just not the moral argument here. We're going to assume that vaccines that we talk about in general are not connected to abortion, to aborted babies or anything like that. So that's another thing we're not going to talk about. And finally, we're not going to talk about the safety of vaccines in general. Like I'm going to bring it up here and there. But just, this isn't a podcast about how the COVID vaccine is unsafe or anything like that. I'm not talking about that. I mean, the fact that I said that last sentence probably will get me kicked off of YouTube, even though I'm saying that's not what we're talking about here. So I think that's important to note. We're talking about just vaccines in general. Let's use the flu shot as our main example throughout this. A flu shot that's not tainted by abortion in any way, because flu shot's the example that Father Schneider used, so we'll do the same in general. So think of the flu shot for most of these arguments, or really any of the vaccines that we've had for so many years. And so the argument that Palashnayar makes is essentially this, that vaccines are ordinary means of taking care of one's health. So let's take a step back for a second. I'm afraid I'm going to go too fast on this. I'm going to feel rushed. So I'm going to try to slow down a little bit, make sure we cover all our bases here. Because I think this is a lot of confusion, especially when you have a priest publicly saying these things, and he's trying to quote different church documents, trying to quote other different scholars, and he's not a scholar, but he's trying to quote scholars and to give himself some authority here. I want to make sure we cover everything. So ordinary means and extraordinary means are moral categories. And typically they're used in the case of, in the context we're talking here, for example, how you care for yourself. And a lot of times this happens at end-of-life issues. If somebody has maybe near the end of their life, they have something not working in their body and they potentially could be dying. There is ordinary means to keep them alive, and then there's extraordinary means. And the church has always taught that you are obliged to continue to use ordinary means. This is the reason the big controversy with the Terri Schiavo case years ago was that all she needed to live was simply food and water, just like you and I need. Everybody needs food and water to live. Now, she needed it fed in a special way. But those are ordinary means. The church would say you can't withhold food and water. That's what killed her, is that they withheld food and water from her. And so likewise, we can't withhold food and water from ourselves. Those are ordinary means to care for our health. And so anything that's an ordinary means is obligatory. You can't just say, I'm not going to do that. Extraordinary means would be something like maybe a surgery in some cases, or maybe a machine that keeps your heart pumping. It wouldn't pump otherwise. Those things are extraordinary. I mean, they're outside the ordinary. If you weren't sick, you wouldn't need them. Just like if, you know, somebody who's sick who just needs food and water, they need food and water even if they're not sick. That's why they're ordinary. So extraordinary means are never obligatory. Now, sometimes you would use them. Sometimes there's a greater case for it. Like, for example, somebody who gets in an accident at the age of 20, healthy person otherwise, in an accident, they need, for example, a ventilator to breathe, versus somebody who's dying, 80, 90 years old, they're dying, and their body's starting to shut down. They don't have that long to live no matter what, and they need a ventilator to breathe. Obviously, the moral obligation, the necessity of is different in each case. The 20-year-old who needs it temporarily just to survive and then they'll be better is different than the elderly person whose body is shutting down anyway. Okay, so that's an ordinary, extraordinary means. What Father Schneider is arguing is that vaccines, just generally vaccines, are ordinary means. And he argues that the church kind of teaches this, which is not true. And he does some, like, basically it's theological sleight of hand, because it's not established that vaccines are ordinary means. In fact, it's impossible that they could be. Simply for this reason, a vaccine you take when you're healthy to prevent you from getting a future virus, disease, illness, something like that. How can that be ordinary means? I don't need to take a vaccine if I'm completely healthy to stay alive. And again, we're not talking right now about the efficacy of a vaccine, whether it will actually work, although that is an important factor we will bring up later. We're simply talking about whether or not it's ordinary means. Father Schneier argues that because it's a good, vaccines are a good, and they help others, because if you don't get it, then you can't pass it on to other people, it is ordinary means. But frankly, that's a cartoon version of vaccines. The idea that they're just a good and they help others, that ignores all the information we have about vaccines, that some, and by the way, I am not an anti-vaccine person. I'm not anti-vax. I am definitely anti-COVID vax as we have them today, but I'm not anti-vax. I don't have a moral problem if somebody got a flu shot that was untainted by abortion, for example. But my point is that this idea that they're just a 100% good, like, yes, there are zero side effects. The only thing it can do is help you not get this virus and help you and prevent you from giving it to others. It's not that clear cut in any vaccine case. Some are much better than others at doing their job, but none of them are perfect. And again, we would argue, and also the idea of no side effects whatsoever. I mean, everybody who knows what they're talking about acknowledges, like the flu shot, for example, it's basically a guess, maybe a very educated guess, on which variant of the flu is going to be running around that they inoculate you against. If they're wrong about that, it may not do any good. And even if it is the right variant, it might not prevent you from getting the flu. It might just lessen your symptoms. It might not prevent you from spreading the flu. And so when you make these general assumptions about vaccines, that they're good and they help others, period, end of story, no other factors in the equation, then you can try to argue it's ordinary means. But I'd still say, because it's a preventative medicine that you take as a healthy person to keep you from getting something, then potentially, then it can't be ordinary means. It's obviously, it's by definition extraordinary. So, like I said, you just can't call them ordinary means and act like that's what the church teaches. I also think the problem is that it's a confusion of negative moral precepts and positive moral precepts and our obligations towards each. Negative moral precepts are something like thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, something like that. Those are typically exceptionless in the sense that if they're defined properly, what we mean by it, you can't give an exception to it. So for example, thou shalt not commit adultery. There's no situation, in spite of what maybe the synod is going to try to say, there's no situation in which you can commit adultery. It's a moral obligation that you do not commit adultery. End of story, no exceptions. Positive precepts, however, telling you to do something, we're obliged to follow them, but how we follow them, the specifics can differ greatly. For example, we are obliged to care for the poor. That is a positive moral precept. We must care for the poor. We're morally obligated to care for the poor. However, that does not mean necessarily, for example, when you're walking down the street downtown and a homeless person asks you for money, that you're obliged to give that person money in that instance. You see the difference here? A positive moral precept is a general thing that has different applications in real life. For example, you might be a woman by yourself. It's dark. A man comes up to ask you for money and you feel unsafe that if you take out your purse and give him some money, you feel unsafe that he might attack you or whatever. You might be wrong. You might be right. The point is you feel unsafe. And so therefore you just keep walking quickly. Or possibly you feel there's a really good chance this man will take the money and he won't use it to help himself. He'll use it for alcohol or something of that nature. You're not breaking the general moral obligation to care for the poor by not giving him money in that instance. Now, if you do nothing to help the poor ever, then you are breaking your moral obligation to help the poor. And there's a lot of different, and also like just your situation in life, how much money you have. If you're struggling to support your own family, you're not going to be able to give as much to the poor as maybe if you're somebody who's rich and able to give much more. Time as well. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom. You got young kids under 10 at home. You don't have a lot of time to volunteer at the soup kitchen necessarily. Your obligation is going to differ from the single man who's got plenty of time and lots of money. So you see the difference here. The negative precept is thou shalt not commit adultery. You just can't do it. The positive precepts like help the poor, they differ in how they're applied. You can do things to not help the poor, like, for example, the man who comes up to you, without breaking that command, that obligation. So we see this really come back to the vaccine question. We are obligated, morally obligated, to care for our health. That's a general precept I think we all hopefully will agree with as Catholics. We're to care for the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're not to abuse ourselves. And we're to basically try to be, in general, relatively healthy as best we can. That's the general positive precept, the positive obligation we have. However, how that plays out in practice, the specific situations can differ greatly between different people. How a 80-year-old person who has a history of many illnesses and problems has a different application of that precept than a 20-year-old athlete who is in great health. And so when it comes to vaccinations, they are like the man on the street coming up and asking you for money, in the sense that you're not obliged to have to get that specific vaccine in that situation, because there's different factors that in each situation when it comes to vaccines. I want to break down a few of those factors here about vaccines and about why, because I want to make it very clear that this general idea that vaccines, you're obligated to get a vaccine is simply not true. You're obliged to care for your health. And perhaps in some situations that might mean getting a vaccine. And so therefore, let me talk a little bit about, I gave 7 reasons when I was interacting with Father Schneider on Twitter. I'm going to just kind of mention them here. The first one is, first, vaccines are preventative measures. You can receive them while healthy, not in order to cure you of an existing illness. We already mentioned this, but this changes the moral equation. So we need to keep that in mind. That's not the same thing as, for example, somebody who needs food to survive, or even a medicine. Like, for example, let's say you are deathly sick with some disease that will kill you if you do not take a certain medicine. And the side effects of the medicine are very minimal, if any, and you're going to die if you don't take it. I would say, yeah, in that specific situation, you're probably obliged to take that medicine. Vaccines are never like that. They're never keeping you from dying because you don't have anything yet. The very thing the vaccine's against, you don't have yet. So another factor, though, is that all vaccines have potential negative side effects. Now, some vaccines are much safer than others, and the side effects might be tiny, but there's still negative side effects. And so it's possible you could believe it's not safe to take it. You might do research, you might say, I don't think it's safe for me to take it. Not worth the risk. Just like you didn't think it was safe to give that homeless guy money. And so that's a second point. A third factor is the viruses protected against by vaccines vary in their risk. Some are far more harmful than others or more contagious than others. And so even though, for example, some viruses can kill you, others do not, and it depends on who you are, that's going to be part of the factor whether or not to get a vaccine. If it's something that you know if you get, it's not going to be a big deal because it's not that harmful, then there's a reason not to get the vaccine in that situation, especially if you think there's side effects. A fourth factor is each person's susceptibility to a virus varies widely. Some are barely impacted, others could die. We saw this with COVID, that if you had core morbidities, COVID could be a really bad thing for you to get. It could kill you. However, if you were a very healthy person, a young person, it essentially, you had almost no chance of dying from it, and really it probably do nothing to you. And so that's another factor. A fifth factor is each person's lifestyle is very different. Some people can much more easily transmit a virus than others. What about vaccines that are against sexually transmitted diseases? If you don't engage in those behaviors, would Father Schneider say you're morally obligated to get those vaccines? That's ludicrous, obviously. And likewise, even with other things, if you have no contact with the high risk people of a certain virus, like the flu or whatever, there's a reason you might think, oh, it's not, I don't really need to get this vaccine because I'm not around people who are at high risk. And if I get the flu or whatever it is, I can just stay at home for a while until I get better. A sixth factor is natural immunity. In some cases, natural immunity can actually be better than a vaccine, in which case getting the disease, which isn't going to kill you, getting the virus, which isn't going to kill you or harm you, might actually be better than getting a vaccine. You might actually be helping those around you even more by getting natural immunity. And a final factor I want to bring up is that different vaccines have different effective rates against the virus. Some are very high and some not as high. And so that's another factor here, that sometimes a vaccine just doesn't work very well against the virus. It's maybe their best effort, but it might not be that effective. Other vaccines can be very effective in preventing you from getting a virus or whatever it's going against. So my point of listing all these seven different factors is that these are the factors that go into somebody's decision of whether or not to receive a vaccine. There's far too many variables to declare that any vaccine is a general moral obligation upon everyone. And that's exactly what Father Schneider and others are arguing, is that every Catholic is obliged to basically get all the vaccines. Now, they don't get that in depth, because are they really saying every vaccine ever created, or only the vaccines that are on the general schedule that we're told to get? I mean, 12-year-old girls, I think, are supposed to get the HPV vaccine, I think it is. Can't remember the name of it. And it's against sexually transmitted diseases. And therefore, are these Catholic priests saying that they should be getting that? They're morally obligated to get that? But the point is that there's way too many factors. It's a one-size-fits-all approach to vaccines. And it tries to take the true obligation, care for your health. And it basically hides all these factors about vaccines and just shoves it in there and says, this goes under taking care of your health. And I think one of the reasons this is done is because ultimately they make too many assumptions and they put too much trust in medical experts. You see this all the time. I mean, I just saw it today on Twitter. Somebody was like, you know, when they're arguing against me about saying we're not obliged to get the flu shot, like, oh, are these people never taking care of babies or the elderly? Like, you have to get a flu shot because of that. Now, first of all, what if you don't take care of babies or the elderly? Why would you be obliged then, even by this person's argument? But more importantly, it's this idea that the vaccine will, in this case, the flu shot, will definitely prevent you from getting it and definitely prevent you from spreading it. But that's not a definite thing. It's, again, it's a cartoon version of what vaccines are. Again, I am not anti-vaccine. There are vaccines that have helped society. They have helped the health of people. I'm not claiming those don't exist. What I'm saying, though, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Every vaccine that the government endorses, that the medical establishment endorses, is 100% good with no side effects, no real side effects, and no and only good, and it will only help prevent things. That's just not the way the world works. That's not the way science works. That's not the way the medical science works. There's always going to be potential side effects, potential downsides, you know, risk factors, risk reward. I mean, different people in different situations, as I've already stated, have different reasons for either getting a vaccine or for not getting it. To make a general obligation ignores all that. It basically is assuming a cartoon version of vaccines, one you would hear on CNN, but I would hope a Catholic priest and other Catholic scholars would not have such a ludicrous and childish view of vaccines. And nothing I'm saying here is against vaccines in general. Again, the science, you know, there's been good in it. It's just not this clear-cut thing that would allow us to have some moral obligation. I mean, somebody eating to stay alive, that's an ordinary means. You're obliged to do that because it is pretty clear cut. If you don't eat, you will die. That's not the case with vaccines. It's not the case. If you get it, you'll have zero side effects. You will not get what the virus that it's protecting you against, and you will not spread it to others. That's simply not the case. Now, what I think is particularly disturbing about this is that it's like this is being said in a vacuum. I mean, it's particularly diabolical, in my opinion, for a priest to be sounding like a salesman for Walgreens in a time in which the government and basically the entire establishment have been pushing and shoving a experimental vaccine down our throats. And you can't, don't say it's not an experimental vaccine. That's how it got approved, is because it was still experimental. Nobody's ever claimed it's not an experimental vaccine. It got an emergency authorization. Because why? It could not go through all the testing that is necessary to get a regular approval for use. That by definition makes it experimental. And frankly, we all know how discredited the COVID vaccine is from what it was promoted to be. At the beginning, it was promoted, we were told this by the President of the United States himself and Fauci and all these others, that you get the vaccine and the boosters, you will not get COVID. Then it was, well, and you will not spread COVID. Then it was, well, you might get COVID, but the symptoms won't be as great, but you still won't spread it. Then it was, well, you might get COVID and you might spread it, but you still should get it. I mean, this is documented. This isn't like something controversial I'm saying. We know now the COVID vaccine was, and again, I'm not even talking about the moral implications of the abortion connection or anything like that. I'm just simply stating it's the science here. And so when the COVID vaccine first came out, we were told you will not get COVID and you will not spread it to anybody. And under this idea of a moral obligation to get a vaccine that Father Schneider is pushing, then we should have gotten the COVID vaccine. I know he still thinks we should have. But the reasoning behind that, the whole foundation of that, is completely false. The idea that you won't get the virus and you will not spread it to others. And because that is the case, how can there be a moral obligation? Another reason I think this is diabolical is that while I know that Father Schneider and others are not saying this is, they're not talking about government mandates, the fact is this language is used to support government mandates. Because in the eyes of the average person, especially a non-Catholic or a non-specialist, when you say something is morally obligatory, people are going to then say they will have no problem then if we mandate it. And I've actually never heard if Father Schneider said that we should not mandate. I know he says he's not talking about mandates, but or others. I mean, because some Catholics did argue that we should mandate the COVID vaccine. The reason this is so diabolical is I know people directly who lost their jobs, could not support their families. Fathers of young families with 6, 7, 8 kids who lost their jobs because they would not get the COVID vaccine and it was mandated and they could not get a religious exemption. And I know for a fact, in a few cases, the company used Father Schneider's arguments against the Catholic and they lost their job. So these are people who lost their jobs that Father Schneider is directly responsible for them losing their jobs. Now he will say, I never said we should do mandates. I'm not saying you did. However, he is saying that's morally obligatory. And to the average, corporate HR exec or whatever, it's like, great. That means Catholics cannot get a religious exemption against the mandate. That's why it's like talking about this in some type of vacuum that just, it's like we're only going to talk about whether or not they're obligatory, stuff like that, denies the actual reality of on the streets. It has been used for a lot of evil. And again, there is no moral obligation to get any vaccine for a Catholic. There's a moral obligation to care for your health. It might be a situation in which a specific virus, a specific vaccine, in your specific situation, that it's a really good idea to get the vaccine. There are situations like that where it would be a very good idea to get a specific vaccine. I'm not talking about the COVID vaccine here. I'm not talking about abortion-tainted ones. I'm just saying in general, there can be situations where it's a really good idea. However, it's still, you would still not be obliged to get it. Because again, it's a preventative measure. You might not get the virus. You might be fine. And so you might decide, I'm going to lock myself down. That's going to be my answer. Or maybe there's some other way that you can help prevent getting the virus. We saw that with COVID. There were natural means that could help you. They might not prevent you from getting it, but they might help you not get really sick from it. And that's a factor I didn't even mention before. The idea of other means of maintaining your obligation to health that don't include vaccines. Take a lot of vitamin D or something like that. You exercise. I mean, COVID is actually a good example where if you were following your obligation to care for your health, you were much less likely to get COVID or a bad case of it. Not always, because obviously there's some core morbidities that you can't help. Being elderly is a good example. You can't help if you're 80. But for example, a 30-year-old man who took care of himself, exercised, ate well, was not obese, he followed the obligation to care for his health. And he didn't need the vaccine because of that. And because if he got COVID, it would be very minor. He'd get natural immunity and he'd be protecting others. So I feel like, though, it's not saying there aren't situations in which a person should not really consider getting a vaccine in whatever the situation may be, but there's never a general obligation for Catholics to get it. Ultimately, I'm going to wrap it up here. Ultimately, every Catholics can argue for the importance of getting a vaccine. There's nothing wrong with that. I would hesitate to say you could argue for a vaccine that's abortion tainted, but just in general, there's nothing wrong with a Catholic who says, I really think, let's say there's a flu shot, flu is supposed to be bad this year or something like that, and it's not tainted by abortion, and somebody says, I really think people should get a flu shot. There's nothing wrong with a Catholic doing that. But do not jump from, I think it's a really good idea for everybody to get the flu shot, to Catholics are morally obliged to get the flu shot, because now you are saying something that's false, that is contrary to Catholic teaching, contrary to Catholic moral teaching. And so, and it's ignoring the complexity of medicine, of the human body, and of the human condition. Okay, hopefully this helped. Hopefully this kind of laid out. I covered a lot in a short amount of time, but hopefully this will help everybody to understand why we're never morally obligated to get vaccines, even if in some cases we think it's a good idea to. Okay, I'll wrap it up there. That's it for now. Until next time, everybody, God love you.